T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A recent study showed that the number of Missouri children with elevated lead levels in their blood was more than double the national average, and that is a big concern. The Filter First Community Coalition is happy to see the Missouri General Assembly passing the Get the Lead Out of School Water Act. We get more information about this from Rachel Rimmerman, the director of business and outreach for the Water Institute at St. Louis University. Rachel, what do we know about why Missouri children are more likely to have high lead levels in their blood?
There's a lot of different pathways of exposure to lead, and a lot of that can be attributed to things that people are familiar hearing about, like lead paint and paint dust and things along those lines. But it's also due to our water infrastructure. So there's a lot of lead service lines still present throughout Missouri that lead to residential areas. And we have also found through a number of sunshine requests that we've submitted to school districts across the state that there's also lead present in school drinking water throughout the various regions of Missouri. And that's coming from plumbing materials that still have leaded materials in them within the school buildings themselves, often the fixtures and fountains or even the solder that's used in plumbing within older buildings.
I think a lot of people would think that the lead levels are mostly a problem in, say, the city of St. Louis or in Kansas City in older buildings, but apparently it's present in school water in every region of the state.
Yeah, we have found it pretty much across the state through a number of records requests that our coalition had submitted. So it's pretty ubiquitous. It's also not just in Missouri. It's across the country. And you can see that also through a lot of different efforts similar to this bill in Missouri that are being moved forward in other states as well.
Well, given how much time kids spend in school, it's obviously something to address. So what does the Get the Lead Out of School Water Act do, because a school district strapped for cash is probably not likely to change out all their plumbing?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of things that are really huge about this piece of legislation, and we're so grateful for all of the different supporters across the aisle in Jefferson City, as well as all of the different leaders in the community coalition that have helped move this forward. The first is lowering the lead action level within school drinking water to 5 parts per billion. So lead is generally measured in parts per billion as a concentration within water. The lead and copper rule action level for lead in drinking water for utilities is 15 parts per billion. But even the EPA will, you know, knows that or will recognize that is not a health-based standard. The American Academy for Pediatrics recommends a 1 part per billion standard. So you can see there's a big difference there in terms of where our legislation is at and what is a safe level, or the safest possible, I should say, level for kids to be drinking and for people to be drinking. The EPA actually sets also a goal of 0 parts per billion. So that's really where we're trying to get. So the Get the Lead Out of School Drinking Water Act lowers the lead concentration that is allowable in school drinking water in Missouri to 5 parts per billion. And then at 5 parts per billion, it has guidelines for remediating lead in water. And there is also money in the budget for assisting schools in remediating that. And they recommend remediation through point-of-use filters or hydration stations using filters that are certified to remove lead. And that's for a couple of reasons. One, as you said, you know, it's very expensive to, you know, fully pull out all of the plumbing and plumbing fixtures within a school building. It's also because under the Safe Drinking Water Act, there is still an allowable level of lead of 0.2 to 0.25% lead in materials and plumbing materials. And some studies as recent as 2018 have shown that some newer plumbing products that are legally lead-free are still able to leach a certain amount of lead into water. So these filters or hydration stations with filters certified to remove lead really are the best way that we have right now to ensure that kids are drinking safe water.
Rachel Rimmerman is with the Water Institute of St. Louis University, and that Get the Lead Out of School Water Act is currently awaiting Governor Parsons' signature.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.